This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, back to work. Back to work. We got a lot of work, a lot of stuff to talk about. A lot to do. Don't you hate when people say that? You're like, why are you telling me that? Why are you already ruining my day that we got all this work and all this stuff to do? Just get right to it. No. I need you prepped. You know, a big thing I noticed with students or with employees, and I was the same, is when you think you're going to get out early or you think it's going to be an easy day, and then all of a sudden something changes, you're mad at like 10 in the morning. But if you go in expecting the day is going to suck and there's going to be all this work, and then all of a sudden you find you're getting out of work on time, it's a huge high. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to open the show acting like we got a lot of work to do, a lot of meat to cut through. Then you'll find that we'll get done early and you'll get to sit there and enjoy your meat. I love meat. I just had a whole bunch of cold cuts. Really, really yummy stuff. I got to talk to you about cold cuts. There's some deli news. I don't know how big you guys are on delis. I love delis. It is one of my favorite foods. I mean, I thought Italian was my favorite, but no, it's deli. And one of my favorite delis ever was when I grew up. I grew up in L.A. Well, I don't want to say I grew up in L.A. I grew up in L.A., Phoenix, and Vegas. My folks moved a lot. So I went to 12 different schools. So basically, I grew up in the southern United States, southwest United States. Let's just say that. And one of my favorite delis in California was Cantor's Deli. And most of you guys know about Cantor's. Cantor's is on Fairfax and, gosh, Beverly. I think it's on Beverly in Fairfax. Anyway, and that deli has been around since the 50s, even though the original one was, I believe, in 1931. I have to double check that. I wrote an article on that and pull it up right now. And Cantor's Deli is one of those delis where even though you're on the West Coast and you're not on the East Coast, you know, you're not like in a New York style deli, it really had that feel. So you walk in there and there's counters and there's meat hanging from the ceiling. I love a place where you see meat. Oh, and I love the paper, the butcher paper. Oh, whenever I see that, I get super excited. Then you see all the baked goods. And so anyway, Cantor's, one of my favorite delis. Now, I live in Las Vegas now. I've lived in Las Vegas for now about 24 years off and on. Well, actually, I moved here in 81, but so I should say even farther than that. But in terms of a straight run of living in Vegas, I moved to Vegas to do my residency in 1997. And we had a couple delis at, we have something called Bagel Cafe, which is kind of the best deli around here. Again, not like Cantor's in California, but it's good, so we go there. In fact, that's what I'm eating right now, some corned beef from Bagel Cafe. So we finally hear that in 2017, Cantor's is coming to Las Vegas. Now, a lot of you guys are like, well, are there Jews in Vegas? Okay, first of all, you don't have to be Jewish to enjoy a deli. And yeah, there's a lot of Jews in Las Vegas. But for there to be deli, I mean, a lot of people love deli. I love all sorts of food. I love Italian food, Chinese food, soul food, German food. I love all sorts of food. So a lot of people like deli. You don't have to be Jewish for that, okay? So We're finding not only do we get one Cantor's, but two. Now, for somebody like me, I'm very skeptical. I'm like, no. Okay, a deli has to be in a busy part of town where it's storefront, you know, access, and you have to actually walk up to it. There's no parking, and you have to walk up to a counter and, you know, that kind of thing. And I'm like, how are they going to do that in Vegas? Well, it looked like they were off to a successful start. They have one near the strip area of the resort corridor near the lake, and then there was one in West Las Vegas that opened about September 2017, so I go there. And I'm like, okay, I've been around a long time, and I know Delhi. So let me sit down, let me get some nice latkes, you know, those potato pancakes, and I put the napkin on as a bib, I get my fork and my knife, and I'm all ready, only for the lady to go, we don't have potato pancakes here. And first of all, they're called latkes. Second, where's your New York accent? And third, well, what? So I ordered some chicken salad, and I was like, okay, wait a second. Now, this is my son. My son likes bagels. He's like, oh, well, the bagels are good. Bagels and cream cheese are good. All right. Okay. We will give it one more shot. So I come back a few weeks later, and the latkes were there. They had the potato pancakes. And they actually understood when I said latkes. So I'm like, okay, you know, maybe we got some new management. But then they were served to me, and they were kind of like hockey pucks. And I'm like, look, I know the Vegas Golden Knights are doing really, really well, but I don't want a hockey puck. I want a latke. So then I'm like, you know what? Screw this. I really go to Delhi for the bakery. Let me go get some arugula. Let me get some babka. Let me get a black and white cookie. I don't like black and white cookies, but my kids do. Let me get some real good soft bakery. And the bakery sucked. And I don't like to give restaurant reviews, but here's my problem. If any of you want to make money, open a deli. There's not enough deli, and people love it. And they could come up, they could get food to go, they could get baked goods. A deli also implies bakery. You will make a killing, and in Vegas, we need more. And the big mistake that these guys did, it wasn't owned by Cantor's. Cantor's is a family that's been around forever, and they run the one in Los Angeles. This was owned by somebody else. And don't call it, don't try to take a name and think you could duplicate a couple recipes. I mean, if you're going to do a deli, go to Bagel Cafe. Bagel Cafe does it right. Or go to the Cantor's in L.A. and see how it's done right. But it's got to have this feel like, A, they're doing you a favor, okay? You know, not, oh, I'm here as a... No. When you go to a deli, you're on a time crunch to order what you need to, or it'll be like, next. So you're like, okay, I got it. I need a half a pound of pastrami. I need a half a pound of corned beef. I need some cream cheese. I need some challah. I need a babka. I need some arugula. And here's your tip. And that's how you do it. And if no one's going to be able to, you know, make something like that, don't even try. But for any of you guys that can, you will make a killing. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason and Manny who are working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Okay, so Ebola's been in the news. I don't know if you guys heard about this. Oh, I just dropped something. All right, sorry. I just dropped something on the studio floor. No, the 5-second rule, it's more like the 1-millisecond rule. The studio floor is like really bad. Yeah, I need hazmat. I need OSHA to come in and clean this up. Sorry. No, we'll leave it. We'll leave it to the next break. It's okay. Yeah, no, just, yeah, leave it. I dropped something on the floor. That's bad. Yeah. No, I would not eat off the floor of my studio. Now, I will eat off of my computer board. And the reason why is there's all sorts of extra salt. You know, like, I'll add salt to my french fries. I know I shouldn't, but I really like salty french fries. So I'll add salt. So there's all this salt sitting there in between the keys. Like, in between my G and my H key on my board, there's this nice little pile of salt. So I will roll my french fry, right, in that salt there. So I'm leaving that. But the floor, no, not going to eat off the floor. Okay, let's get to work. There was an Ebola scare at a Denver hospital because a man had just got back from the Congo and he exhibited symptoms. Now they're telling us, hold the phone, the initial test came back negative, but currently he and the crew have been placed in isolation at the Infectious Disease Department of Medicine at Denver Health. They say a man who recently worked to help those infected with Ebola virus in eastern Congo exhibited flu-like symptoms on Sunday and potentially could have exposed the ambulance crew and others. And this is in Denver, Colorado. Remember the very first case of anybody walking into an ER with Ebola in the U.S., and I think it was the only case, ended up being in Texas? Okay, we're not talking New York or San Francisco or, the seaboard. We're talking about inland, like Midwest. They say the initial test came back negative, but the man and the crew have been placed in isolation. The hospital, which is one of 10 in the country designated to handle an outbreak, is reportedly on normal operations. And they said there's no threat or concern for patient, staff, or visitor safety. Oh, that is one way to put a hospital under, by having the media announce that there's an Ebola case there. No one's going to want to go to that hospital. So I'm like, nah, you know what? I will drive across the border. I'll drive across the Rockies. The patient who was not identified is reportedly getting better. So that's good, because if he had Ebola, he probably wouldn't be getting better without ZMAP. So the CDC are assisting and assessing the risks. The hospital lab tests have come back negative, but a final determination will be made by the state health department. Now, as you know, we really don't have any super good treatment for Ebola. That ZMAP is all we got. And it seems to be effective, but we don't have a lot of it. Remember we ran out in America? What was his name? Was the name Thomas Duncan? Thomas C. Duncan comes into a Dallas hospital, our first Ebola case, and they go, sorry, we're out. You're out. You mean you never had? No, we ran out. Ran out. Who else has Ebola? I'm the first one. He unfortunately dies. So I believe we have it somewhere. Maybe in storage. Maybe in the Library of Congress. I'm not really sure where. But Ebola can be spread via contact through bodily fluids of those infected, including the dead. So you take care of somebody who died and you hold them and you're crying. And you're like, no, how could you leave me? How could you leave me? You could get Ebola from them. Symptoms include fever, vomiting, diarrhea, muscle pain, and at times internal and external bleeding. The virus could be fatal in up to 90% of cases depending on the strain. 90% mortality. It's a nasty sucker. You know, some people say, well, whoa, wait a second. Fever, vomiting, diarrhea, muscle pain. I have that this week. Yeah, a lot of us do get flu-like symptoms. That's what stinks. You know, when the Ebola outbreak hit between 2014 and 2016, and 11,600 people died, multiple others sickened, people freaked out and were like, but I have a fever, I have Ebola. You know, and then I had patients come in going, hi, I need you to check me for Ebola. And I'm like, why? They go, I have some muscle aches and I had some diarrhea. And because that guy that had come in, Mr. Duncan, that had come into that Texas hospital, had diarrhea or acute gastroenteritis, that, you know, and was sent home, we were all on alert going, okay, if somebody's got the poops, think of Ebola. Somebody has a fever, think Ebola. And I'm like, we're coming up on flu season. Flu season's coming. Well, then they're like, look, are you having any internal bleeding? Are you bleeding externally? Do you really look sick? So then we told people, look, first, stay indoors. And if you have the flu, don't talk to anybody. Okay? Second, we will notify you if Ebola's in the area. Don't start running around Walmart, right? asking the Walmart pharmacist to diagnose you. Call an ER. Tell them you think you have this. You are coming to the ER. The ER will have an isolation room. You go to the ER, let them evaluate you. Yeah, that was a scary time. Now, we just had another small outbreak, 54 Ebola cases, not us in America, but in the Equator province in Congo. 33 people died from that outbreak, but it was declared officially over about a week ago. So every time the World Health Organization declares an outbreak over, the next day or two in the news, we hear of more Ebola. So I say this, don't declare it over. We talked about this years ago. You guys are jinxing it. Anytime you say the outbreak's over, then we hear of a possible new case. Now, even though this Denver case preliminarily was negative, still, okay, we're hearing that Ebola could lurk, could hide out. So don't say something's over until I would say a year after. And I get how economy and industry and trade and tourism and all sorts of things, you know, get affected by a small Ebola outbreak. I get that. But the more you say something's over, and then all of a sudden we find out that it might not be, we're not going to believe you anyway. So save that it's over when you're really, really sure. Now, my guess is this Equator province case is over. Okay, but don't be making, like, big, huge announcements in the media, because, I don't know, gremlins are going to get involved. Now, okay, we got some more scoop here on Ebola. Apparently, there's supposed to be a new Ebola strain that they're talking about. They say there's a Bombali Ebola species named after a northern part of the country, and this does have the ability to infect humans. Researchers told Agent France Presse it's not yet known whether the new virus can develop into a new Ebola disease. So we already have a nasty Ebola strain circulating out there. That's been smoldering since the 70s. We get these little outbreaks, and then we've had a couple movies about it. But what about new viral strains? We could be doing such a damn good job controlling the first viral strain, all of a sudden a new one. So they say, at this time, it is not yet known if the Bombali Ebola virus has been transmitted to people or if it even causes disease to people, but it does have the potential to infect human cells. That's Amara Jambai, a senior Ministry of Health official. Jambai also said the public should remain calm. The research is still at an early stage, and the findings are preliminary. I love the idea of remaining calm. I think remaining calm is probably one of the smartest things we could tell people to do. But then you get a headline like this. A deadly virus pandemic would kill 900 million people if it happened today. Okay, so that's a headline going on right now. So now we're being told that there may be deadly virus pandemics. Now, we talked about that Syndrome X. Remember where, was it the World Health Organization named a whole bunch of diseases that we need to watch out for, and one was unnamed? And they go, there could be a disease out there that we haven't identified that could wipe out hundreds of millions of us. What is hundreds of millions? Would that be a trillion or a zillion? A lot of people. Well, researchers at Johns Hopkins University were able to simulate the spread of a new illness. They called it a parainfluenza known as Clade X. And they found that, boy, are we going to get caught with our pants down. And that it would have the potential in the simulation to kill up to 900 million people. So what does that mean? Eat your fruits and vegetables. Take your vitamin C. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Do the letter does IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Calling religious liberty the nation's first freedom, Attorney General Jeff Sessions announced moments ago the formation of a new religious liberty task force within the Justice Department.
The task force will help the department fully implement our religious liberty guidance by ensuring that all Justice Department components, and we got a lot of components around the country, are upholding that guidance in the cases they bring and defend, the arguments they make in court, the policies and regulations they adopt, and how we conduct our operations.
Officials in Northern California just giving an update on the so-called car fire near Redding, saying it's now covered nearly 99,000 acres. It's only about 20% contained, and seven people remain missing as six people have been killed. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll swim back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got some real stupid people out there. Real stupid. So, we're about to talk about some stupidity. Some of this may be a little bit graphic. So for those of you with young kids, don't have them listen to this, but please explain to them to not be stupid. But there's a lot of grown-ups out there that are doing stupid. And I'm not the only one that thinks this. Apparently the CDC had to make a tweet. I don't know if you guys saw one of the more recent tweets. This was on July 23rd, so a little while ago. asking people to not wash or reuse their condoms. The CDC writes on their Twitter, "We say it because people do it. Don't wash or reuse condoms. Use a fresh one for each sex act." And I have a picture of a bunch of condoms that look open and used. Now, this has now launched a new campaign. Throw out your used condom campaign. Now, I thought wear a seatbelt was a little obvious, you know? Put the seat down. It's a campaign I have in my house. Put the milk back in the fridge campaign. These are things that, you know, should be common sense. But apparently there are people that are washing, blowing air into it to dry it off pretty quickly, hanging it up on clothespins. You throw out the condom. Now, if a condom is used correctly, it offers 98% protection against unwanted pregnancy. 98%. Now, that's interesting. When I went to school, it was about 80% effective. It's because I think they broke and there was, you know, but now with the spermicidal jelly on there, they are 98% effective against preventing unwanted pregnancy. Now, STD protection varies because you could still get HPV and herpes from skin-on-skin contact. So sometimes what the condom doesn't cover can still allow access for you to get STDs. Plus, people are getting gonorrhea in the mouth and all sorts of stuff. So, STD protection can vary. But condoms, if worn right, can be pretty effective. Now, there was a study a couple years back published in the Journal of Sexual Health, reported by NBC News, where between 1.4% and 3.3% of study respondents had admitted to reusing a condom at least twice during a sexual encounter. Reusing at least twice. Why? To save money? Because it's there? I mean, duh. How much does a condom cost? 50 cents to a dollar? I mean, I could see why that adds up. But if you're on a budget, then don't be out there having a lot of sex. You know, there's a lot to sex. It doesn't always have to be the part that requires a condom. There can be some cuddling. You could recite some poetry. Foot massage. You know, there's other things you could do. Nobody does. So condoms could leak. They could slip off. They could break, rendering them useless. So we've talked about the history of the condom. History of the condom is fascinating, all right? Back in the olden days, I mean, we are talking olden days. They used tortoise shells. Can you imagine how painful that would be for both parties involved? Sheep intestine, animal bladders, horns. They would use animal horns. I'm not sure how that's supposed to feel. I don't know. Silk? They even used gold for condoms. Around the 16th century, syphilis started to spread pretty rapidly. And Gabriel Fallopio, his name was Fallopio, devised a linen sheath that could be tied around men's genitalia. And they tested this to see if this linen sheath worked. This was in the 16th century. And they tested it on 1,100 men, and not one of them contracted syphilis. Now, for those of you going Fallopio, for those women who have fallopian tubes, we carry his name. Can you imagine? That's like every guy's dream, to be named after a female reproductive system part. So, all of a sudden, we're like, wait a second. All right, 1500s, 1600s, looks like we got something with the condom. Politics got involved. and politics got involved where people were like, no, 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 it's immoral. Having sex, needing to use a condom, immoral behavior. If you're only supposed to have sex technically when you're married, and sex is supposed to be for propagation, or procreative sex, not recreative sex, it's immoral to even think about using a condom. So condom use wasn't as popular as it could have been. Then the linen sheath, I don't know if that fell out of favor because, again, it was hard to tie it on tight enough and it would still fall off. So animal skin offered some elasticity because of the collagen, but still would fall off. So now here comes Charles Goodyear of Goodyear Tires. Now, Charles Goodyear patented the vulcanization of rubber. And we talked about this. I talked about the vulcanization of rubber one time on Pawn Stars. And the vulcanization is where you heat rubber using chemicals like sulfur or other things, and it apparently makes rubber more strong, has higher tensile strength, and more elastic. And so the very first quote-unquote rubber or condom that we know of was launched in 1855. Then, by the 1950s, the company Durex added lubrication to the condom, and then by the 1980s, spermicidal gel was included. And that's how we have the typical Trojan or condom today. So, absolutely, condoms started to get probably more expensive through time. They come in their individual packages. But here's the thing, people. If you're trying to save money, these health clinics give out free condoms. You could get free condoms in so many places these days. Okay? I mean, don't worry about, everybody's worried about wasting money or running out. And how do you use it? You know, there's an art to using a condom. You got to inspect it. You got to make sure there's no breaks or leaks or tears. You got to look at the whole thing. You have to unroll the condom before putting it on. Don't just roll it down. You're supposed to unroll it and take a look at it. You also have to make sure there's some space at the end. Because if you completely suffocate the tip, then what happens when sex is finished? There's going to be a flow of semen, and there's going to be nowhere for it to go, and it could cause the condom to break. So you need to leave space at the tip. You also have to put the condom on before you have intercourse. Not in the middle of it, not near the end, going, well, I wanted the spontaneity, and I wanted it to feel more like, no. Before you even go there. And then, don't take it off halfway through. I can't tell you how many people take it off too early. Wait till everybody is done. And then don't reuse it. Or turn it inside out. I really don't understand that concept of turning it inside out. Really? So I wrote an article on this. In fact, I have a condom that came from Asia. I don't have it, but there's a picture of it. And it looks like it was made of silver and gold. It's a very interesting looking thing. And it's, yeah. Well, so anyway, I got some pictures up there for those of you interested, but please. Now, when we come back, we're not done with people being stupid. Apparently, we have a new challenge going viral. Remember there was the cinnamon challenge and the condom challenge? Oh, you're going to love this one. It involves boiling water. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTORELLY.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you can do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Let's get you guys the latest on what's going on with the car fire. The car fire, C-A-R-R, is still raging in Northern California. Actually, CNN is reporting that it's so large that it's actually creating its own localized weather system with variable strong winds, making it even more difficult for us to predict where it's going to spread and how much longer it's going to take to contain it. 7 people are still missing in Shasta County, California. They say shifting winds, dry fuel, and steep terrain has helped this monstrous fire engulf almost 100,000 acres by last night. So far, six lives have been claimed, including a firefighter, a bulldozer operator who was trying to extinguish the blaze, I believe a great-grandmother and her kids, grandkids. 16 people reported missing. 9 of those had been found safe, according to the Shasta County Sheriff Tom Bosenko. The fire started a week ago, has burned 24 acres. It's just 20% contained, according to the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection, known as CAL FIRE. And flames have destroyed at least 966 structures in the area, making it now one of the top 10 most destructive wildfires in California history. They say 7 of the 12 most destructive fires have happened in California since 2015. They say we are seeing more destructive, larger fires burning at rates than we have historically never seen. More than 3,300 fire personnel are battling the flames with more than 330 fire engines and 17 helicopters. Now, the fire began July 23rd when a vehicle suffered a mechanical failure, they say. So this wasn't lightning. Now, what about rain? I just had a real nice rainstorm in southern Nevada. I actually put a little video of it on my Facebook. A lot of rain. Unfortunately, no rain in their forecast. They say high temperatures, low humidity, and increased winds are all in the forecast, setting the stage, unfortunately, for more explosive fire behavior. That's according to Chris Harvey with CAL FIRE. The National Weather Service also warned that forecast conditions could worsen the situation. They say a dangerous heat wave is going to continue from California to the Pacific Northwest early this week. Triple-digit heat combined with dry humidity will only exacerbate the ongoing wildfire situation. So you see, winds in the area from the fires can also cause local gusts, can also cause drying. They say fires can generate their own winds. They say elsewhere across central and southern California, the story remains similar. Temperatures are 5 to 10 degrees above average for the region. There's dry drought conditions. Those will continue. So the erratic flames are blamed right now for 6 deaths. A 70-year-old Melody Bledsoe and her great-grandchildren, 4-year-old Emily Roberts and 5-year-old James Roberts. The three had been missing since Thursday when their house was overcome by flames. Family members confirmed that they did die. There is a GoFundMe page set up for them. And in the final minutes, Ed Bledsoe, he was the husband. He said he was unable to get to them. And, you know, the fire didn't, there really wasn't much warning, unfortunately. And so we'll keep you guys posted on this. It's sad. It's frightening. But these fires, unfortunately, are not immune, or California's not immune to these. And especially with recent drought conditions, it's bad. So, what's happening with our youth? When I see this, that we have a new challenge that's going viral, right? You have people here burning to death in fires, and then you have actual teenagers on purpose burning each other. So this latest challenge is called the Hot Water Challenge. Now, if you thought the Tide Pod Challenge was stupid and the Condom Challenge, this is really dumb. There's two ways to participate in the Hot Water Challenge. One is you drink boiling water using a straw. You just drink the boiling water. The other way to do this hot water challenge is to have a friend dump boiling water on top of your head. I'm not joking. This is the hot water challenge. A little 8-year-old girl has already died from this, Kiari Pope. She died after burns in her mouth and throat left her unable to breathe. When you burn your mucosal membranes inside your mouth, one is you have the burn, which is now, you know, a conduit for infection. Two is you get severely dehydrated because your skin protects parts of your body. Anytime we have a burn victim, we have to push fluids like there's no tomorrow because that skin prevents your body from drying out. And you lose that skin layer. It's a major medical emergency. Then, because her mucous membranes were so inflamed, she couldn't breathe. She had breathing difficulties. So an 8-year-old girl died from this challenge. Then last week, an Indianapolis teenager, Kylan Clark, participated in the challenge. I guess he and his friend were watching the pranks on YouTube, and then his friend dumped the boiling water on his head. So the family, of course, is beside themselves trying to raise awareness for the stupid challenge. Remember the choking challenge? That's when kids would suffocate themselves for the high of feeling asphyxiated. The Tide Pod Challenge, where these little Tide Pods, these little cute little pillows of laundry detergent, people would put in their mouth and see how many they could put in their mouth before it burst. And people would videotape themselves doing this. The Condom Challenge was really dumb. The Condom Challenge, there were two ways to participate in the Condom Challenge. The Condom Challenge, you could take a condom full of water, dump it on your friend's head, and the condom would completely consume the person's face with the water. So you could obviously drown, right? Drown by condom. Or what some people would do if they just want to participate by themselves is they would stick a condom up through their nose, snort it up, and then pull it out through the mouth. I don't really know what you win. Cinnamon challenge? That's where you would inhale the common kitchen spice, and then you kind of cough till you puke and asphyxiate from that. So, as an adult, or a parent, or as a grandparent, you're probably sitting there scratching your head going, why? Why? I mean, I remember growing up, we would skateboard down hills, right? Or we would try to skateboard on the edge of, the curb. And, you would showboat. You would do things to get attention. And so, that's nothing new. Kids standing on top of a truck while it's driving. Remember, people want to get attention. In the animal kingdom, right, you peacock. And that's one way to peacock. I was doing the same thing. I didn't even realize I liked anybody in class until I noticed I would be making jokes. I'd be a little louder. And I would be a little more comical around them. I wanted to be noticed. I didn't realize it then, but when you look back, oh, well, that's what you were doing. So we all want to be noticed in one way or another. And so one way to get noticed is to have a video of you doing something stupid, getting a little bit of fame, and now you get noticed by your peers, by people you like. And there's an infatuation with this and even an addiction to it that is beyond scary. And because little things like, oh, I'm going to paint a mustache on my face with whiteout, that doesn't get the attention. Boiling water gets the attention. Sticking Tide Pods in your mouth get the attention. Something being dangerous gets the attention. And we have a society now that is just fueling on competition for attention. We are competing with so many TV shows, so many videos out there, so many social media posts. How do you stand out if you want to stand out? And there's a frenzy to become noticed. I can understand that because I do like being the center of attention. But at some point, you got to say, it's not worth it. I'd rather be alive and have my skin. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLY.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hey. Hey, Dave, you in for golf this weekend?
Oh, I can't. I promised I'd find a plumber to fix the sink and a painter to paint the...
Just use Angie's List.
Doesn't that cost money?
Not at all. It's free to find pros in your area who can do the work. You can even read ratings and reviews from other customers.
What about roofing pros?
Angie's List has pros for everything. And to save time, they'll even match you to the best pros for the job.
Oh, that's awesome. Looks like I'll be able to play after all.
Find the best pros for your next project at AngiesList.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.